All right. The first Mishnah in Perek Bamei Madlikin identifies certain oils and wicks that you are allowed to light with on Shabbos, and certain ones you're not because they don't catch well. That's all I needed to know about for the first Mishnah. I want to learn the Gemara with you on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Mud Aleph. And here, I guess before we start, I just want to point out that in all of Shas, there are 2.5 blot of Gemara talking about Chanukah. And they're here in Maseches Shabbos, and it is telling that you don't have a Maseches Chanukah. You have a Maseches Megillah. You do not have a Maseches Chanukah. Now, do not tell me that Rebbe wrote the Mishnayos without a mention of Chanukah. You do have Mishnayos that mention Chanukah. There's a well-known Mishnah in Maseches Bava Kama that mentions Chanukah. You have a well-known Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim that mentions Chanukah. But so you have Chanukah in the Mishnayos, but there is no Gemara and a Masechet of Chanukah. It's only 2.5 blot here in our Masechet, and the 2.5 blot are pretty straight. I'm going to be doing them all, but why? Why is there no Maseches Chanukah? There is there a Maseches Purim?
No.
Yes, there is. Maseches Megillah is Maseches Purim.
Maybe we just don't have much to talk about. It's very simple.
There's not much to talk about. Not much to talk about. There's plenty to talk about. And you know what? There's plenty to talk about. So, what are you tying up?
I don't know. Maybe, it's in Shabbos for a reason. It's maybe because it's connected to Shabbos.
It is connected to Shabbos in the sense that there's Shabbos candles and there's Hanukkah candles. And that's why it's here. But there's no Mishnayos. There's no, like, in Megillah, you have a whole series of Mishnayos about Hilchos Purim. You don't have Mishnayos that elaborate on Hilchos Chanukah. Why? I don't know why. There's a lot of possible answers. I'll share with you the answer that I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Parnas, Shlita. Rabbi Parnas suggested the following. There are other indications to this effect as well. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, when he formulated Shas, when he wrote down the Mishnayos, he always patterned the Mishnayos, the Torah Shebal Peh, after Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh after Torah Shebichsav, so that there is a synergy between Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav. And Purim, does it have a Torah Shebichsav, so to speak?
Yes,
it has a Megillas Esther. Does Chanukah have a Torah Shebichsav? No, Chanukah doesn't have a Torah Shebichsav, and that's why it doesn't merit a series of Mishnayos by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, because you don't have that bridge, and therefore, yes, perhaps it just therefore kind of gets stuck in as an aside in Perek Bamei Madlikin and Shabbos. Again, that's one idea. There are others certainly, but let's take a look at the Gemara now. And the Gemara tells us on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Mud Aleph. Amar Rav Huna, psilos u'shman b'shem u'chacham ein madlikin b'Shabbos, ein madlikin b'Chanukah bein b'Shabbos bein b'Chol. And Amar Rava, my time at Rav Huna. So according to Rav Huna, you can only use what kind of shmanim?
Good ones.
So we'll talk about, you have to use good ones. We'll use check mark to indicate good ones. Why on Chol? Because of Kofsa Zakukla. And on Shabbos, because Mutter Lehishtamesh La'ora, which Rashi explains over here. And there's a very important Rashi I just want to highlight. I'm not going to discuss right now. Why Kofsa Zakukla? Kofsa Ner Chanukah Zakukla Letakna. You have to fix the Ner Chanukah if it goes out. And Sarich Lechat Chila Lasos Yafe. And therefore, you better make it good the first time. Because if it goes out, what do you have to do? You have to relight. So do it well the first time. Dilma. Because what might happen if it goes out because you didn't do it so well? What might happen? So I would have written something. What would I have written here? Dilma what? Dilma you'll forget and lo metakin la. You'll forget to relight it. That's not what Rashi writes. What does Rashi write over here? Dilma?
Pasha.
Yi pasha. Maybe you will. What does yi pasha mean? You'll be negligent. Meaning it's not just you might forget. There's something more culpable over here. That's an important comment of Rashi. We'll have to discuss that going forward, not today. And then Rashi says, on Shabbos, Mutlish Tamish La'ora, since you're allowed to use the Neros Chanukah to read a book, Hilchach B'Shabbos, Osir, you better use good oil, Shema Yatal Tzor Tashmish, because you might want to read a book, the candles might flicker, you might start to tilt around the menorah, which is Osir on Shabbos, and therefore use good oils. That is the position of Rav Huna. Comes along Rav Chisda, Amar Madlikim Bahem Bachol, Aval Lo B'Shabbos, Kasavar, Kavsa, Ein Zalker Gla, Umutar L'Shtamish La'ora. So he says that you're allowed to use blousy oils on Chol. You have to use good oils on Shabbos. The reason you use good oils on Shabbos is because Mutar L'Shtamish La'ora. Lousy oils over here on Chol because Kavsa, Ein Zalker Gla. And therefore, if it goes out, big deal. So it goes out. So use Shvach HaShvanim. It'll go out and no biggie. And that is the view of Rav Chisda. And Amar Rav Zeir, Rav Nasav, Amar Elam Rav Zeir, Amar Rav Psilos. Ushman, Shem Chachomei Madligma B'Shabbos, Madligma B'Chanukah, Bein B'Chol Bein B'Shabbos. Right? So Rav Zeir says that the psilos shomer chacham she'ein madlik ben b'shabbes madlik ben b'chanukah. You can use even shvach shmonim, both Shabbos and Chol. Says Rav Zeira, and Rav Yirmiya explains why is that. The Rav, my time, the Rav kasavar kavsa ein zakakla ve'aser lehishtamesh la'ora. Are we good? Are we good? Yes.
Do the two things mean shvach?
Yeah, X.
No,
that's a ditto.
No, that's a ditto.
Ah, just, all right.
Ditto.
Yeah,
that's a ditto. Okay, so far so good? Okay, Rabosai, at prima facie, first blush, first look, how would you, there's a machlokas over here you find in the Amoraim, Kavsa Zakakla or Kavsa Ein Zakakla? How would you explain the machlokes Kavsa Zakakla, Kavsa Ein Zakakla at first blush? What would be the Hezber HaMachlokes? What are they arguing about? Do you have to, if you've lit the candles and they go out, do you have to rekindle yes or no? How would you explain that machlokes? Yes, Shmuel Bark? Okay, very good. Very good. Simple. Is that if you hold Kavsa Ein Zakukla, then what is the mitzvah Neiros Chanukah? To light. And therefore you lit. It went out. No. It went out, but you did the Maisa Mitzvah. You lit the candles. You're good to go. If you hold Kavsa Zakukla, what is the idea? Is that, yeah, you have to light the candles, but more important than that is that the candles have to be lit for a period of time. Why would they have to be lit for a period of time? Pirsumanisa. And that would be the simple understanding of this. Machlokas is the mitzvah of Maisa Adlaka, or is the mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa. Now, everyone agrees, as the Gemara will continue, let's just skip this little Shakla V'tai over here about Abaye and his younger learning of his youth. But the Gemara then asks the Kash at the end, it's a very, very important Gemara, especially La Halacha, but it asks, V'kavsa ein zakakla. What do you mean? If it goes out, you don't have to what? Relight it, v'raminu, v'kasha, mitzvasa, the mitzvah there is Chanukah, is mishetishka hachama ad shetichla reva min hashuk, is that the candles have to be lit from the time of Shkia until people come home from work. And that would imply, my lab, the ikavsa hader madikla. If it goes out, you have to relight. So the Gemara gives two answers. Number one, di ilo madlik, di ilo adlik, madlik. What's the first answer saying? Does the candles have to light for a long time? Do they have to light for a long time? When the Gemara says, Mishatishka chama ad shetikla reva min hashuk, what is the Gemara telling you? That is the Zman Hadlaka. And therefore, if you haven't lit yet, and it still has not, that time has not expired, you have to light. But if it goes out, what's the din? You don't have to relight. Or, how much oil do you have to put into the menorah? How much oil you have to put in a shear that it will light for this period of time, but if it goes out, any problems? No problem. So you can still maintain kavsa eno zakukla, and still require it to still have his din of Mishatishka Chamach Tikkurega Minashuk. It has to last for that duration, or that is the time frame in which you have to light the candles. A very important machlokas in the Gemara, Inamis, and Mirtz Hashem will discuss that in the next day or two. Yes, Benji.
Right, but then the question on
Benji, 90 degrees.
On your
go ahead.
Then the question on the fiddush would be, what if you know that, what if you buy a wick that would, you know, might not last for 30 minutes?
Let's say you have a insufficient amount of oil for 30 minutes. You have 10 minutes of oil. Will you light the candle that's only going to last for 10 minutes? What would you say? With a bracha.
It depends.
What does it depend on?
It depends.
Well, no, but before you get to this, What about the our Gemara? What does our Gemara say? What does Mishatishka Chama Acha Tichler Mashuk mean?
Does that mean the bird don't
light? Does it mean that's the time frame in which you have to light? And therefore, how much do you have to light? You don't light a half hour. There's no thing in a half hour. That's the time. You have to light. So light for a minute, you light. You make a bracha, you're good. If you hold, however, the shear of adlock is what? Is l'shi'ura, you need a half hour, has to light for that entire period of time, then perhaps you can argue that you should not go ahead and light. Okay, we'll come back to that as well shortly. Let's
call that? We have like the din mitzvah, like the action?
Right, so I would say that the formal way of saying it is the mitzvah the maisa hadlaka, or is the mitzvah the state of the candles being lit, which thereby will generate persume nisa? Okay. Rabosa, though, it's not as simple as that, as we will explore further. I want to take a look quickly. We have time. Oh my gosh, it's so late. We're going to look at Tysus. We're going to look at the Ramban. And then if time permits, I'd like to get to the Chuvas Beis Afrayim, and I'd like to get to the Chumas Hadeshen, and then we'll see if we go beyond that. I doubt it. Okay, we're going to learn Tysus. We're going to Tysus and the Ramban. I need you to really concentrate here because there's some subtleties. Tosis Andaf Chof Aleph Omet Aleph Dibre Masel Mutlash Tamsa Ora asks a very simple question. We're going to focus right now, the entire rest of the shir is going to focus on Rav Huna. And Rav Huna, as explained by Rava, we don't care right now about any of this. Rav Huna's sheep. So Rava comes along and says, according to Rav Huna, there are two reasons. There's a reason on Chol, there's a reason on Shabbos. On Chol, you have to go ahead and use fancy razzle dazzle shmana because Kofsa Zokogla. On Shabbos, you have to use nice shmana because mutar lishtamish le'ora. Says Tosis, Vim Torah, Menole le'rava desav Rav Huna, Nuna de mutar lishtamish le'ora dilma. Hadam ha'em adlik b'Shabbos, shim desavah kofsa zokogla. Ve'ein yochel ahadu b'Shabbos. Oh, so says Tosis, did Rav Huna say this or this?
No, he said this.
What did he say? Rav Huna said this and this. Rav Huna says that if it, what did he say? He says you have to use nice shmanim on Chol and on Shabbos. Who inserted these reasons?
Rava.
That was Rava. Rava came in and says the reason you have to use nice shmanim on Chol is kofsa zakhla. The reason you have to use nice shmanim on Shabbos, Friday at night, is because of mutar lishtamish le'ora. Did Rav Huna say those things?
No.
Are these two things subject to machlokas?
Yeah.
Yes, kafsa, zakakla, kafsa ain't zakakla. Mutar lishtamish le'ora, as lishtamish le'ora. So what Rav just did is he squeezed, pinned Rav Huna into a position. That position is that mutar lishtamish le'ora. And asks Tosis, why did Rava have to squeeze Rav Huna into that position? If I just had this idea of kofsa zakukla, is that equally applicable to Chol and Shabbos? Yes, why do you have to use nice shmanim? You have to use nice shmanim because what? Because on Chol, if it goes out, what might happen? You'll forget, you'll be posheya, and you won't relight. And that's bad. You'll not be yotze. And on Shabbos, what's going to happen if it uses bad shmanim? It'll go out.
And
you won't be able to relight. And that's bad news. So therefore, use good shmanim, Shabbos and Chol. Why? Kofsa zakukla. That's kasha tosis. So Tosis says, v'yesh lomar, de'im kain, Lo hayat sarach leila meimar bein b'chol bein b'shabes. Kevin b'chad taimuhu. Ela hava leila meimar eimad likin stam. Midaka omar bein b'chol bein b'shabes. Mamina she'od yesh tam acher b'shabes. She'lo lahadlik levad mitam chol. V'haynu shame yate. Vim kain savar demutter lihishtamesh le'ora. What's Tosa's answer? What's Tosa's answer? Yeah!
He says that the reason why he didn't just say in general that you can't use it, you can't use batch fine because it cuffs up Zagwa lay is because actually there's another reason why you can't use it on Shabbos, and that's so that you don't come to use it for to benefit from the light. Or that's the Mishtamish.
You're not speaking.
Yeah.
Cogently. Yes, Yitzi. Excellent. If Rav Huna, what did Rava see in Rav Huna's statement? If it was all based on Kavsa Zakukla, he would have just said, Ein Madlikin Bishmanim Shmanim Gruim Lemeros Hanukkah, period. But the fact that he bifurcated the statement and he said, Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos, clued Rava in to that there are two reasons. There's a Chol reason and then there's another Shabbos reason. And that's what brought Rava to that position. Okay. Now here's the shir right now. Listen carefully. It's a very important point and it will clue you in on how to learn a Rishon. According to Tosfos, why can you not use lousy shmonim on Friday afternoon for Neros Chanukah?
According to
Rav Huna. Yes, Yitzi? That is true, but incomplete. Yeah!
He has to add on the part of the Shabbos Lahore because it's separate. Shabbos is quite separate, so he's
going to... Let me ask the question again. I think you're missing the question. According to Rav Huna, within Tosis, why are you not allowed to use bad shmonim for Neros Chanukah on Shabbos? Yitzi?
Because two parts. One, because...
That's it. I heard enough. Two reasons. What are the two reasons?
One, because you might
kindle it. Is Kavsa Zakukla enough?
No.
Is it enough?
Yes.
It's enough. If Kavsa Zakukla is enough. So why did Rava come up with another reason? Because there was a clue that there's another reason. There's a separate reason on Shabbos from Chol. Not that the reason on Chol is irrelevant to Shabbos. It's relevant to Shabbos. But the fact that he said Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos indicated that there's an additional reason on Shabbos. Mutu l'shtamesh l'ora. So I will readjust my chart to add over here Kavsa Zakukla. And because Kavsa Zakukla, you shouldn't use Be'er Shmanim on Shabbos because what might happen?
It might go out
if you use Be'er Shmanim. And then you'll have to
relight.
But you can't relight and therefore you will not be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Not be Yotzei the Mitzvah. That makes perfect sense. So what Tosis is saying is, yeah, Kavsa Zakukla applies on Shabbos too, but because the Lashon, Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, it must be there's another reason. What does Tamei Shlomo? Noah.
Does that mean that every person who holds Kavsa Zakukla before also holds Matus Tamei Shlomo and vice versa?
No. Well, not necessarily. If you held, you could have an X over here.
Yeah,
And you could have, if we constructed our own Gemara, which you don't have, but if we made our own Gemara, which said, Ein madlik in Eros Chanukah, b'shmanim lo tovim, period, then we would have just had Kofsa Zuckerglah. But the fact that the Gemara's language is Bein b'shas bein b'chol indicates there's a second reason on Shabbos.
The Rav Chisda doesn't necessarily hold Kofsa Zuckerglah also.
Well, Rav Chisda openly says Kofsa Ein Zuckerglah. Shabbos, he holds. No, once you hold kafsa in zakaglah, that's what you hold. That's not. Okay, weiter in Shas. Weiter in Shas. Binyamin Kunstler, you are such a nice guy. Thank you for your forbearance. Okay, now I want to learn a Ramban. Wait, before I do the Ramban, Rabosai, if I were to ask you right now, again, staying in Tosos, according to Tosos, does Kavsa Zakuk Law apply on Shabbos as a reason to use good shmonim?
Yeah.
Which means, listen carefully, how does Tosis understand this din of Kavsa Zakuk Law?
It could be either one.
How does Tosis understand the din of Kavsa Zakuk Law? If it goes out, you have to
relight.
On Chol, we're worried that what?
You're
going to forget or you won't relight. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to relight, and therefore you will not be Yotze. Why will you not be Yotze if you hold Kavsa Zakukla? Because the mitzvah demands, requires that it be lit for duration. That you have Pirsumei Nisa. If it goes out, you don't have Pirsumei Nisa, you're not going to be Yotze. That's true by Chol and by Shabbos. We open up the Ramban. The Ramban. Says the Ramban, Rabosa inside, listen carefully. Let's go, Yitzi. Says the Ramban. Hoda Amina Kofsa Zakuk Law Mutal Shtamish La Ora. So he's commenting on whose shita? I understand, but he's commenting on Rava Ravun. Koshali Minoli. How do you know? How did Rava know? Shemutal Shtamish La Ora. Dilma Af Bishabis. Eimad likin bahen, lefi shekavsa zakukla, uveshabbos efshar lehizakekla. On Shabbos, can you go ahead and relight if you need to? No. So Shabbos impossible. So he's asking the same kash of Tosis. Why do I need to come on to Mutl Shabbos laora? Just say also on Shabbos kavsa zakukla. Yafe. Now, does the Ramban give Tosis his answer?
No.
Watch this. V'ika lemeimar. This is subtle, careful, we read carefully. V'ika lemeimar, de svirale le tamuda, kevan de bishabis, e efshar lehi zakek la. Since on Shabbos I am what? I'm not allowed to relight. I'm going to fill it in, but we're going to read it. Therefore, even the man de Amar who says Kavsa Zakukla, but on Shabbos, Kavsa Ein Zakukla. Because they couldn't have required you to do what?
To
relight. If it goes out, because if it goes out, you can't relight. So therefore, on Shabbos, you can't say Kavsa Zakukla. So why do you need Mutl Shtamish La'ora? That's the reason why you have to use good shmonim. Not because of Kavsa Zakukla. Because even if you hold Kavsa Zakukla during the week, on Shabbos, Kavsa Ein Zakuk La, and therefore we need to come on to Mutil Hishtames Le Ora. Yitzi, no yawning. So, boys, I'm going to ask you a question. What is the reason that you have to use fancy shmonim for Neros Chanukah on Shabbos? Listen to the question and answer the question. What is the reason you have to use fancy shmonim on Shabbos? So the correct answer is, according to Tosfos,
both
reasons. According to the Ramban,
only
mutter l'shtamesh la'ora. Now let's continue reading inside. Says the Ramban, V'ikla meima, the tefillah Talmud that came to Shabbos, he actually zakek la lo chai shinan umadlikin b'chol hashmonim. You can use all oils on Friday night. Why could you use all oils on Friday night if you just had cups of Zakukla? Because you don't have cups of Zakukla because you can't rely on it. So use any shmonim. Cave unto Efsher. Number one, if you use shvach shmonim, bad shmonim, Efsher shelo yichabu, what might happen is they'll stay lit. They won't go out. Gevaldik. And even if kabin, and even if sometimes it does go out, do we care?
No.
Lo ichpaslan. We don't care. And that means, listen to this language. V'shabbos leman de'omar kavsa zakukla. According to Mandama, says kavsa zakukla, Shabbos is dino shave lechol. Lemanda amar kavsa ein zakukla. On chol, if you'll kavsa ein zakukla, what happens if you light the candle, goes out? You're good. So if you light the candle, goes out on Shabbos, even if you'll kavsa zakukla, it's okay. Why? Because on Shabbos there is no kavsa zakukla. Kishem shebechol mutil hadlech b'shmanim halalu. Shvach Hashvanim, the imkavu ein zakukla afis Shabbos. Kain ledivrei hakol, the ein mechazrin lahadlik, and you don't have to run after psilos Hashvan acherim. Shvach Shabbos ledivrei hakol comes ein zakukla, the ein lechaba ela mitzvah hadlaka bilvad. Now, you have a fundamental machlokas over here between Tosfos and the Ramban as to the halacha of kavsa Zakukla on Shabbos. Now let's take a step back for a second. Back Tosfos, then Ramban. According to Tosfos, Friday night, if your candles go out Friday night, a wind comes along, whatever the case is, candles go out 1 minute after you lit the candles. According to Tosfos, what's the din? You were not yotzei. You were not yotzei. Why? Because even if you use razzle dazzle shmonim, kafsa zakukla. According to Tosfos, if you hold kafsa zakukla and it goes out and you don't relight, either because you can't or because you didn't, why are you not yotzei?
Because
the mitzvah is not to light, but rather to that it should be lit, to have lit. And if it doesn't, if it's not lit, then you're not yotze. According to the Ramban, if you hold kafsa zakukla during the week, it goes out. What's the din?
You gotta relight.
On Friday afternoon, you lit the candles, you hold cups of zakukla, and it goes out.
You're yotze.
How are you yotze? According to Ramban, what did Ramban say? If you hold kafsa zakukla, yeah, that's true during the week, but on Friday night, it's the same as kafsa. But you hold kafsa zakukla. So what does that mean? During the week, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is pesum and isa. It's got to last. Oh, on Friday night? No, it's no longer the mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah anymore. The mitzvah changed? The mitzvah changed? There's no pesum and isa on Friday night? Is that what you're saying?
that the mitzvah, according to the Ramban, is chameleonizes, and it has one characteristic during Chol, of Pirsumei Nisa, and on Friday night, even though we hold Kav Zakuk La, if it goes out, your Yotze, and even you can even use Shvach
HaShmanim. Is it Shabbos on Chanukah?
It's Shabbos on Chanukah. What do you mean?
Or is it separate Shabbos on
Chanukah? I love you, Gavi Silver. Yeah, Shabbos Chanukah.
Oh, good.
Of course, Shabbos Chanukah. Why are you lighting there is Chanukah? If it's not Chanukah.
I didn't know what they were talking about.
No, we're talking about Chanukah. We're in Chanukah mode. Chanukah mode all the way. Chanukah mode all the way. Rabosei, new.
What is it
doing? So Rabosei, again, you got to appreciate. You got to appreciate what I'm about to say, or else you like it's going to fall flat. You got to appreciate what I'm about to say. Rabosei, the Ramban is telling us something incredible. He's saying, during the week, Kavza, Zakukla, which you're telling me means what? Pirsumei Nisa. You need to last. On Friday night, are you telling me, do you mean this to say that there is some kind of Kafka-esque metamorphosizing of the mitzvah from a Pirsumei Nisa to Mirha? Is that what you're saying? Or perhaps we can suggest the following. Watch this. Dream about it. Think about it. It's deep and it's sophisticated. Rabosai, according to the Ramban, you know what Kafsa Zakakla means? The mitzvah is hadlaka. It says hadlaka. Just like the Mandama says Kafsa, Ein Zakakla, there's a mitzvah hadlaka. And then there is a second aspect to the mitzvah. Second aspect. What's the second aspect? No, I'm not saying Pirsumei Nisa. As long as you are in this time range of what?
Of
Mishatishka Chama Asher Tikhler Echa Min Ashuk, you are still Chayiv in Hadlaka. The Chayiv Hadlaka has not expired. So if it goes out, what do you have now? You're still mechuyev adomer. You're still achiv adlaka. If it goes out, you stop the light. But on Friday night, if it goes out,
you can't light.
So memela, you're yotze with your original hadlaka. In other words, there's a fundamental machlokas over here between the Ramban and Tosis. How you understand the machlokas? Kavsa zakala, kavsa ein zakala. According to Tosis, you have the classic, simple understanding. Kavsa Zakakla holds that the mitzvah is Pirsumei Nisa Duresh has to last, has to be lit for that period of time. Kavsa Ein Zakakla says the mitzvah is a Maisadla. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban is saying no. Everyone agrees. Kuliyamalo Pligi, the mitzvah is Hadlaka. Question is, okay. And now it goes out. So if you hold kafsa ein zakukla, it went out. Good. You don't say the mitzvah. Says the Ramban, if you hold kafsa zakukla, good, you don't say the mitzvah, but you are not niftar min ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah is still upon you. So if it goes out, the mitzvah now has regenerated. And you still have the light. You still have the light. Mashallah maha davar domeh. I need 1.5 more minutes of your time. Mashal ma davar domeh. This mitzvah is a crazy mashal, but it's a good mashal. This is mitzvah puri of virivya. How do you fulfill the mitzvah puruvu?
A boy and a girl.
You have 10 girls. 10 girls. Or 3 girls.
3. 2.
Oh, you're a boy. 10 girls. Yeah, 10 girls. Rabbi said, will you go to the mitzvah? The answer is maybe you were. Maybe you were. Maybe. The idea you have to have a boy and a girl is not, oh, you're yotzi to have a boy and a girl. The mitzvah is to have children. But as long as you have yet to have a boy and a girl, you're still chayiv in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have children. But you're now putter when you have a boy or girl. If you have 10 girls, you've been doing the mitzvah. But you still call them a chuyah badavar. Kofsa Zakakla is telling you that what? That if it goes out in that time range, you are still what? You're still a mechuyev v'adavar in the mitzvah of Neros, you have to light again. One last line, and then I'll let you go. Shuvas Beis Ephraim. Five. This is exactly what he's saying. Da'af de dina hu de kofsa zakuk la. Even if you hold kofsa, is what? Is zakuk la. Zehu chiyuv acher. It's a separate chiyuv. Shitilu chachom shiyedoylek v'aholek atcha tekel merekman ha'shuk. V'im kova kodem, yagza v'yadlik. If you didn't go back and relight, was your bracha that you made initially a bracha levatala? No. Why? Because the mitzvah is to light. And therefore, let's say you have 10 minutes of oil. That's all you have. On a weeknight, should you light it with a bracha? According to this shtickle Torah, the Ramban, light it with a bracha. According to Tosfos, don't light. Don't light. You're not being doing the mitzvah. Kafsa, yeah. Zakla, you need the duration. Rabosai, we'll stop there. Think about it. That's a very good stuff. Oh,